Hello, and welcome to the China Gaming Federation podcast. My name is Austin, and I'm joined here today with Demick.
Yo, yo, yo.
So this is the second in a series of podcasts I'm doing about people's experiences and what sort of gaming you've got going on during the virus. So, in regards to the violence, in regards to the virus, you've been living in Chengdu for a while, and did you stick around for the extent of the virus, or did you go anywhere?
I had quite an actual unique experience with that because I planned my wedding around this time period. I planned my wedding for February this year.
Wow.
And this whole thing started like late January.
Right.
So around the February time, we went to Thailand. In Thailand, at that point, was pretty good. Some people wearing masks, but it really hadn't hit there yet. But we started reading more and more news about China and Chengdu and all that stuff. So we went, we carried on with the wedding. And even then, it was starting to affect us because my brother and sister couldn't come, man.
Wow, that's kind of a shame.
Man, that was, it was a pity because we've been planning it, like I said, and then all of a sudden, after a year's worth of planning to have it, you know, ruined because it's something we couldn't control.
Just cancel it and like, not get married, probably just break up.
I know,
and like,
right?
Yeah.
What's the whole point at that point? But in any case, so we went and we did our thing, and we came back. Honestly, I remember we came back on Valentine's Day, February 14th, we came back. And it was quarantine time. We did the 14-day thing. And since then, it got a little bit progressively worse in China. Chengdu was all right. Then as it started alleviating in China and things started looking up, then my family in Los Angeles and in Ecuador started getting affected. And now everyone is where we were
a few months
ago, dude. And and although the quarantine has been lifted and things are steadily getting back to normal, kindergartens haven't opened up yet.
Right.
I'm a kindergarten teacher, so I've been really at home gaming this whole time. Like, gaming has been probably the thing I've been doing the most.
I mean, you're a big Sony guy, right? PlayStation fanboy.
Yeah.
As, you know, over here wearing your Nintendo 64 shirt, what are you doing, dude?
Nah, man, because Nintendo is where I got my gaming origins. My first console, my PlayStation console, was a PlayStation 2. So even then, I'm not even like a loyalist, but Nintendo 64, especially the original NES, that's where I got my Mario fix.
Yeah.
And yes, the roots of my gaming.
Yeah, I actually started on NES as well. Zelda, Mario, Duck Hunt were like the first games I was playing.
Yeah, I gave my family some terrible memories of me not wanting to give up gaming. And even now, with all the progression and everything that we are with games today, my parents still think video games are like Mario.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a simple platform right now, man.
Yeah, now we've got like VR and
VR.
But yeah, I mean, I see you on PlayStation, on the PSN, pretty much constantly, dude, and you're having late nights, as am I, which is why I'm seeing you on there,
dude. My
generally chasing trophies.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think you were playing, I think around the time this was kind of peaking over here in China, you were working on Watch Dogs 2?
Ooh, that was
right?
a
Platinum, you were shooting for Platinum. You're a Platinum chaser.
Yeah. I try to aim for the platinums for every game that I try because I like trophies a lot, but some of them are just...
Do you think you like the trophies more than the game?
You know what, sometimes, you know, it is funny that sometimes I do get a game and I base how I'm gonna approach that game and how long I'm gonna like essentially play it through the trophy system.
Right.
So I look at guides for every fucking game I buy. And then I see what's doable or not. There are some games, for example, like Red Dead 2. I saw that list and I was like, there's no way I'm doing half of these. So then I just put the trophy list away and said, fuck it. And I just enjoyed the game.
Well, that's also fucked you over before,
it
like
has.
With The Witness, right?
Oh my goodness.
Because
Witness.
You can't, like, you didn't have any fucking understanding of how any of the puzzles worked. And then you're presented with the end game where you, like, can't use a guide to get through it. It's randomized, right?
So. I didn't think we were going to share this story because that's actually a little bit funny for me. It's a little bit embarrassing because I see how much everyone's like talking The Witness up. And I went for it and I found the appreciation of what everybody likes. But as soon as the moment came where... I forgot what puzzle. I think it was one of the ones in the tree or something like that. But there was a moment where the puzzle hit me and I took out a pen and paper and did the whole shebang and still got it wrong. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm obviously a dumb shit, so I don't know how to solve this puzzle.
It's hard.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
I looked it up. And then as I'm looking it up, there's the answer for the rest of the puzzles. And I'm like, instead of straining over one for an hour, fuck it. So I just started following the guide. And it got me all the way to the end where there's a point in the game where at the end of the game, after you beat it or about to beat it, there's an epilogue or something, you're timed. And you have to beat these puzzles timed.
Right.
And if you have a basis or some kind of memorization for any of the past puzzles you've done, it's manageable. You should be able to do
right.
it. I had nothing. I had fuck all. And I wasn't going to figure it out in the fucking time limit that
right.
I had. So, I didn't get the planet. I'm one trophy away from getting the planet.
That's kind of a bummer.
Man.
You know, to just be, like, so close.
Having one trophy away is a bummer as it is. But I remember one game specifically, Austin. One game specifically where I got all of them except one trophy, and it was a totally manageable trophy that first I can explain to you why I never got it, dude. And it was, do you remember when X-Men Origins was coming out and the Wolverine movie came out?
Yeah.
So at the same time, they released a video game for it.
Okay.
And the video game was like an R-rated version of that movie.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, dude, it was essentially your Wolverine out of the Weapon
X. It was like super violent.
Yeah,
right?
Dude, you could like claw tear off limbs and go through the whole thing. It was awesome.
What was the name of that?
I think it was called X-Men Origins Wolverine. I'll have to check it, but it was a great, great, great fucking game. And the only one was that you had to collect these dog tags throughout the whole game.
And you didn't realize until the end of the game, you're like, I'm not going to play through the whole game again.
And that was my mentality because trophies were new, you know, and I was still getting adjusted to my style and my system. So I didn't. I opted not to. Now I've moved on. I can't even fucking find that game anymore. And it's always weighing on me. It's on my conscience, man.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, I'm not much of a trophy seeker myself. Sometimes, I'm thinking about maybe getting the platinum in Mortal Kombat 11, but only because I, like, keep playing it, you know? I've already got most of the trophies, and the only, like, challenging one left for me is you have to complete 250 towers, which is a lot of towers, you know?
Yeah. So that's the grindy one.
Yeah, I mean, a tower maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 fucking matches.
Yeah.
Let's say it's only 10, you know? Let's say average of 10. Each match is, 2 to 3
Ooh.
Rounds? So that, and, a round can be, let's say each match is on average about 5 minutes. So it's,
They used to have timers in the old matches, remember?
They have timers.
A
a match is, going to be
about
4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or, let's say 4 minutes, man.
Okay,
4 minutes. So it's going to be... I mean, you're looking at a tower being 20 to 40 minutes, you know? Which is just,
And 200, you have to do
250.
250.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So
that's
I'll keep playing the game and maybe someday I'll get it. But I'm not, actively... Yeah, dude, gotta get that platinum. No, I'm playing other games and
shit. You know, and that's an example of a trophy that is actually manageable, but it's just grinding.
Time-consuming. Grinding is
It's just because you have to do the same thing over and over. And a lot of RPGs have that element and whatever. But
yeah, collect, 1,000...
Or something. Or reach a level.
After
you've beaten the game at level 40 and you got to go to level 99 or something.
Yeah,
Kingdom Hearts.
Max out.
That's the one I thought.
Yeah. Fucking get to level 99 or whatever, and
yeah, but you finish the game at 50, and you're like, what? And each level, of
yeah,
course,
yeah,
then it's
like,
well,
okay, I just gotta fucking go explore, killing people
My
for
goodness.
Fucking 20 hours or something.
Yeah, dude.
No, thank you.
Yeah, not unless you really like that game.
I like the game, but I and I think some of the best content in say Kingdom Hearts 1 is the end game shit, the post game shit, the optional bosses,
all that
shit, and to actually do that shit definitely requires a little bit of, you know, putting your level, you don't need to be 99, but you should be maybe 60 to 70 or something, which means you definitely need to spend a little bit of time fucking going around
or doing something.
And I don't really want to do that, but, like, I mean, I still think that's, like, where the game shines, you know? So it's kind of a weird thing, you know, of, like, rewarding you for doing, putting in the time, I guess.
You know what? I'm glad we're talking about trophies, dude, because there, a trophy can make or break a game, and it can even, like you said, enhance your experience by
you do things,
yeah, by allowing you or forcing you, quote unquote, forcing you exactly to figure out solutions, or maybe put you in a place or something. Like, there's a trophy in Evil Within that has certain ways to be bosses, because that's, I'm playing Evil Within right now, and there's some challenging stuff in there, but I'm following a guide because that seems doable. But you said you're playing Kingdom Hearts, which...
I'm on Chain of Memories right now.
Chain of Memories.
Yeah.
I skipped all the in-between ones, man.
Chain of Memories is awesome, dude. But, like, I mean, it's a little bit difficult because the concept is you go into Castle Oblivion. And it's like you go up the floors of Castle Oblivion. And the further you go, the more you lose your memories. And the whole thing is kind of replaying all of the levels and stuff, and stories from the first game, and then in between fucking levels, you have, like, the Chain of Memories story, which is, like, what I want to get to. It feels like a little bit of a grind to go through.
Yeah.
But the combat is different, you know, and it's kind of cool because it's, like, you design the maps by, like, playing cards.
That's what I said. That was the card one, right?
Yeah, so you, like, make the map, and you kind of make the... You know, choose, like, it's floor one, you know, do you want it to be, like, you know, the jungle, or do you want it to be fucking, what you choose, what each floor is, and build the
whatever
castle.
Disney-themed.
It's, like, it's cool and unique, it's not perfect, which I think can be said about a lot of the Kingdom Hearts games, but, like, it's good at what it does, you know? It's charming, you know? And it's fun. And, it, like, with the card-based system, you can do a lot of stuff you can't really do. I haven't played the later games. Like, one was the only one I ever played before. Mm. This is my first time kind of diving into the series.
You finished one?
I finished one, cool. Yeah. And, like, I just finished 1.5, but Chain of Memories is, like, you can do some way cooler shit than you could in one with the, like, cards. If you play, like, combos, you can do, like, crazy magic attacks or, like, cool combos that you just didn't have access to in one, even with all the, like, techniques or whatever you get by using AP in the late game or whatever. Didn't get access to any of the cool shit you can do in Chain of Memories. So it's cool, but, like, I mean, I don't know. I have no intention of seeking out the trophies for the most part. I mean, there are ones that, like, I see that I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I'm like, one of them for, I think, every Kingdom Hearts is, like, beat the game without continuing.
Oh, no, you know?
So, like, and I'm like, that made the last battle of fucking Kingdom Hearts 1, like, a bitch, but, like, was so much more satisfying when I did it, you know, so, like, I don't mind doing that, like, kind of stuff, but I'm not gonna seek out, like, just trying to do everything, but I'm having fun with it, you know, it's been fun. It's a little bit long, because it's just so many games, and there's other shit that I want to get to, but I feel like if I get to it, you know, I'm not gonna finish it, so I'm trying to stick with it. At least complete Chain of Memories, then maybe take a break and do some other shit. I know
what is
there,
like,
Leon,
11 something games in the series,
something like that, Jesus. Or maybe 9, or I don't know. But
that's,
yeah, it's around 10. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I've got other games I want to play. Leon's gonna grief me if I fucking take a break in between one. Like, you're not gonna understand the story, but, and I'm just like, man, I think my memory's good enough But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he's right. I don't know.
Jumping into Kingdom Hearts 3, which I did during the quarantine.
Okay, so that's one of your quarantine games. That's what I want to talk about today.
Yeah,
it's like, what sort of stuff were you playing in quarantine? So you played Kingdom Hearts 3.
I played Kingdom Hearts 3.
But you haven't played any of the other games recently, right?
No, not recently, but I played all of the remakes, 1.5 and 2.5 or whatever.
And you played all of them? But you said you
I played the core games, but all of the optional ones that were in there straight up just skipped. Because I knew that one of them was a card game and that didn't intrigue me in the slightest.
It's worth checking
out. Yeah, yeah. I heard it in retrospect. I kind of moved on from that, but I guess I should go back and retrospectively take a look. But, And then I also saw that in those collections, there were the other games, but not the actual games, the cutscenes.
No, only one of those. Okay. It's, 358 by 2 days or whatever?
Yeah, that's it.
Homies telling me, like, dude, like, it doesn't do it justice. It doesn't fucking make sense. Just skip that on the collection and emulate the... It's a DS title. It's like, just emulate that. You gotta play that. He said it's really good. It just seems like a lot, you know? It seems like a lot. And it's gradually getting more complex, the story, you know? So
with each iteration, I noticed that they obviously had to do something with the story because the most basic of all of it is in the first game.
Yeah, and it's a fun, charming story, but it's simple, straightforward to the point.
Exactly, and the lore is pretty straightforward to understand, too, heartless and whatnot. But then as the series extends, you start getting into nobodies, you start getting into Organization 13, and in the third game, there's a second Organization 13. And Xehanort is the master of all. He's been controlling everything since the first. And then there's time travel. And then there's empty vessels. And what I did to prepare myself for Kingdom Hearts 3 is I went on YouTube and I found a Before You Play a video. And in that, it basically caught me up to the essentials. Mm-hmm. So that when I play 3, they took off the bits of those essentials and continue the story. The story in 3, without spoiling anything, has a satisfying conclusion, but it's still unnecessarily convoluted. And dare I say...
You're gonna make some people mad.
I was a bit underwhelming, the ending, I would say. Just simply because, A, I was super powerful by the time I got to the final boss.
I just whooped
ass. But B, because of how the story actually concludes, it was like, all right.
Let's avoid spoiler territory.
I see what they were doing, and I respect it and stuff. But
did you get platinum on that?
So let me tell you. Let me tell you a story. I finished the game, and I started to the post-game stuff, and now I'm looking at the guy. And there are a bunch of like mini games that you do throughout several worlds.
Yeah, that's like all of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Some of them are not that great. There's a video game within the Toy Story world that Rex plays.
That's cool.
So there's hitting a certain score in that one. All that took was a fucking memorizing the patterns and hitting in the right spots and you get that score. It took me about an hour or so, but I did it with the frustration and everything. I did it, and I moved on to the next one in the Tangled world.
Okay.
And in this one, there was a mini game that requires you to press buttons in a certain manner in a very, very tight time limit.
Right.
Dude, I cannot do it. To let a game like this defeat me is like, I couldn't do it, dude. I couldn't get those dances. I kept making mistakes, and I was like, man, I'm never going to get this. And if I can't get the rest because I can't get this one, that sucks. Yeah, so I kind of took a break.
one of the mini games in Chain of Memories is like in a 100-acre wood, right?
Yeah.
Where you've got Tigger jumping between stumps, and you have to press, you've got four of them, and that are like, it's like X, circle, triangle, you know, and you have to press them in the order that he jumps. And one of the achievements is you've got to do it like 50 times.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, what? Oh, so I need to memorize the order of 50 buttons? This sounds like something where I get out a pen and paper.
And then try to read it, but even then, to make no mistakes, because you're timed as well, right?
I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe, I don't know. But yeah, it's just like, I was like, no thank you. Like, no thanks.
Have you gotten any platinums?
No, not a single
one. Not a single plan.
Yeah.
You could do it, dude.
I could, but like, it's just not... I thought I was going to do it with God of War, because I was just fucking loving that game,
but
dude.
The Valkyrie, though.
It was... no, I did the Valkyries, man.
Oh, so which one?
Yeah, the final Valkyrie was a bitch, because she's just so much...
Jesus, dude.
She's so much harder than the other fights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brutal, like almost
even
one
on
hit
easy,
kills
dude.
Me.
Even
yeah.
on easy.
I did it on normal, and it was a bitch, dude. I was like, I'm not going to fucking bitch out and lower the difficulty just for one fight in the whole
game. Damn, that's funny, dude, because I did.
Oh, the other one that was a little hard but was fun but hard was the one in the mist.
Yeah, the runes or something. You have to like find the crow because they always change
yeah, and then you're constantly losing health in there, and you have to figure out like a puzzle to even get to the fucking it was hard, but I did all that. It was that I guess I missed some of the Odin's Ravens. Yeah. And I was like, I only had maybe 10 left or something, you know.
Which and to is, go back to close, the beginning.
But like, and the whole world's open to you at the end to go around. Yeah. You can do whatever. So it's like, I could do it, but they're spread all over the map. And like, I calculated how long it would realistically take me. And it would probably be like another 10 hours just tracking those animals.
Just walking through the thing?
Walking through
it the thing. It might take you less, but there's no combat at that point.
Let's say like five. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to avoid combat and like run around. Yeah. And maybe I end up inadvertently getting caught, like caught up in combat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, man, I fucking love it, but like, I don't want to fucking like get super tied up in like when there, I have other games to get to. I don't want to spend five or ten hours.
Now's the time for our backlog, dude. Now is the time for our backlog.
Yeah. So, I mean, on that note, though, like, what other games have you been playing during quarantine?
I did. Okay, so you mentioned Watch Dogs 2.
And you did Kingdom Hearts 3.
I did Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm currently playing Evil Within. I found myself playing Rock Band again. And that's simply for the drums, because I'm a drummer. So these plastic drums were just collecting dust in my guest room. And I just busted them out, got all the DLC that I've gotten through the years, because I've got a ton of music. Yeah. And I just started getting on that, and that's helping me, you know, burn some calories. I've been trying out some of these free games.
Like Warzone?
Like, well, from everything I'm hearing about Warzone and the amount of cheaters that there are, dude, it's such a turnoff.
Ever since the cheaters were being heavily reported, I just stopped. Plus, I don't like getting sucked into, like, you know, just endless multiplayer.
Yeah.
I like no, multiplayer, but no it's just like, man, no like, I know some guys in the group, like Michael and Joshua and stuff, just fucking, like, love Call of Duty and stuff, and they fucking, like, prestige, like, multiple times on, like, every Call of Duty and put, like, tons of time. I'm like, yeah, man, good for you for, like, getting your money's worth out of a game and continually enjoying it, and that's cool, but I just don't want to spend, like, you know, 1,000 hours on one game, you know, when I'd rather like have fun,
spread it out.
Maybe not be like a professional player or something, but have a good time, enjoy, and then move on to the next game.
It seems like this particular model in this case, just in this case, because of the videos that I've been seeing in the group chat, the cheaters take all the enjoyment of whatever you can find for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's rad to go with your buddies and form a posse and try to, you know, get shit. But when people are shooting you through walls, dude, when somebody's throwing a fucking random grenade and it kills you as soon as you respawn, like, that's not coincidence, dude. That's lame. So, like, I'd rather go fucking play solo or whatever. But
true that.
But besides Watch Dogs 2, I jumped back into Resident Evil 2.
Oh, yeah? The remake?
Yeah, I did that in preparation for 3, but I didn't end up buying 3 because of the mediocre reviews that it got. That not necessarily it's a bad game, but it's just that it's really short.
It's really shorter than the original.
Yeah, and that and that didn't really make a lot of sense to me.
But and they cut areas? Like, why would you do that?
I never played the original. I never played the original, but I heard this Watchtower area got cut or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And then to bulk it up, they added this multiplayer, which, as we stated, what the fuck, you know.
I like asymmetric. Like, I'm mildly interested in it, but I look at videos of it and stuff, and it just looks a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially when, like, I mean, I love Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight. Did you play Friday the 13th?
I played it when it was a free title.
Yeah,
I played
it. That's
and,
what I'm
like, familiar with. And it felt like a broken mess, dude.
Yeah, dude. It seemed like the characters were either too powerless, like they didn't have enough. The
animations were kind of wonky. Yeah. Lots of shit.
The frame rate definitely.
But no one was playing when I played it, though, so I had to play against bots, too. And the bots were, like, retarded,
dude.
Oh, God. But, I mean, I still feel like tons of shit was kind of not working great compared to Dead by Daylight, at least, you know, which is polished as fuck now. And like, I was just like, why would I play this if I can play Dead by Daylight? Also, during the quarantine or whatever, they had that demo for Predator
Hunting Grounds,
which is actually the same developer that made Friday the 13th.
But that game is getting no press, dude. It's getting, like,
it's kind of
advertising.
I've seen some like Let's Plays and shit of it, and people seem to think it's like a decent game, but like when we played on that, like
it wasn't good.
Dude, it was, I mean, the texture, it looked like a last-gen game, man. Oh, and it was, just, I don't know, wonky as fuck. Like, the AI of the NPCs in the game is not great. And
I think that's, I think that IP would make for a great game.
Yeah, it should be. It should, it's like
a no-brainer, right?
Absolutely, man. Even the Friday the 13th one, you would think, would be good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm disappointed that they made it and, like, licensed the character. And then they ran into licensing issues later.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware about that, but, like, it would have been great if just they never made that game and like
the Dead by Daylight
and the Dead by Daylight devs had gotten the rights to put
because Dead by Daylight uses a bunch of IP. They use
they've got like Leatherface, Freddy Krueger,
all of them. They got all the
Barney. Wait, no,
no. That would be a scary game.
Dude, imagine if like Big Bird was Cookie Monster or something.
They gore him up. They gore him up. Put blood on that yellow.
That'd be like actually kind of creepy. That's kind of like what is it? Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Where you've got like animatronic.
That would be a cool Halloween costume, dude.
Anything else?
Well, actually, go back to the Resident Evil 2 real quick, because something you mentioned about trophies. There's a trophy in this game. So the last three that I have yet to get are hardcore mode and the fourth survivor.
Which is where you have to, like, while you play, you've got to, like, have your guns and, like, bling and shit.
Yeah, basically, like, you need an ink ribbon.
OG.
Yeah, you need an ink ribbon to save. There's limited saves. There's, you know, a bunch of stuff like that. But I found a good guide, and I just... the Ada, I don't know if you played. You played two, right? So there's a moment where you play as Ada.
I never played two. I only played one and four.
Damn. So without spoiling anything, there's a moment where you change characters, and that fucked me up, and I died there, and I had to start the game.
I know Ada sense. Though. Ada's in four.
Yeah,
like,
she's in four.
Separate
that's
ways.
Or which,
something.
By the way, they're saying might be the next remake.
Yeah, there are a lot of rumors about that. We really don't know for sure, but like I mean, that would make
it's
sense. That would
it's
make sense.
Coming.
I mean, they did. Two and three, why wouldn't they do four? But, like, it's kind of controversial just because four is, like, one of the most revered in the entire series,
definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
and it's
I mean, are they going to fuck it up? Or
it's
like
it's not even that old, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it holds up pretty well, you know?
Somewhat. The one mechanic is that you can't walk
the, yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, like, which some of these, like, purists argue, like, oh, but, like, it really makes the feeling,
yeah,
of, you know, but, like, I don't know, man, I don't know.
I'd rather walk and shoot.
Yeah. I mean, was it Resident Evil 5?
It was all action.
You can, it's not perfect controls, but there's, like, some slight alterations to 4 where you can now sidestep.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you're not, like, fucking running left and right.
That's
for
true.
Strafing, but you can sidestep, which is, like, a big thing, you know?
Yeah, I remember the co-op in that one being a huge thing.
Yeah, And Mercenaries mode
in
4 is great.
Yes,
and I heard it was even better in 5,
yeah.
So. I don't know, I love Mercenaries. I have Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition or whatever, but, like, just haven't gotten around to it
Hopefully
yet.
Hopefully they'll bring that part back as well.
We'll see. Anything
the,
else?
Yeah, I tried Outer Worlds.
I want to play Outer Wilds.
Yeah, I heard Outer Wilds was cool. I have no idea what that game is about, coincidentally.
It's like weird, like, psychedelic fucking, like, planetary shit and, like...
Outer Wilds?
Outer Wilds.
So there's a element of sci-fi in there.
Yeah, but, like, there's also... It's, like, kind of surreal and, like, I think it has something to do with, like, having a limited amount of time. And then you, like, start over and you keep doing that.
Oh, it's a loop.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's
kind
of cool. Like, what is it, like, like Majora's Mask or something?
Maybe, yeah, but I don't know. I haven't played it. I love Majora's Mask.
Yeah, dude, that's one of my favorite Zelda.
One
of my favorite Zelda.
So dark.
I was very put off by that initial storyline structure with the 3 days. But once you got used to it, especially when you start, like, planting a seed in one day, finish the game, and then go back to that day, and there's your fucking whatever person you talked to before.
Cool. There's so many small things that the developers thought of. And they actually had been more ambitious. They've been planning on it being 7 days, but they, like...
Ooh.
Yeah, they... keep it at three. They don't. Yeah. And it works well. It's good. It's great. You know, I fucking love it.
That's the one that needs a remake right there.
Well, they did remake it, but only on the 3DS, man.
Oh, they did. Oh, they did Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. And I hear the OG Majora's Mask is better, but the Ocarina of Time one... it's like perfect.
They fixed it up. Huh?
Yeah. Or maybe I flipped those, but I think it's that way. I could be wrong.
I did see the graphics upraised and stuff. That's
and they cool. have like motion controls for bow aiming and shit, which is kind of cool. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have a 3DS. So I don't think I'm going to get one. Like,
not at this point.
I don't think I want to emulate it. Like, emulating stuff's pretty easy, but I'd rather just be able to fucking like play it on my Switch.
Yeah.
But I have emulators on my Switch and shit, so I might go ahead and just emulate it and play it on Switch. We'll see.
The thing about Outer Worlds, because I haven't played a lot of Fallout games, but I'm told that it's a lot like Fallout. I don't know if you play Fallout.
Yeah, it's the same. It's a lot of the same people that worked on New Vegas, supposedly. Okay.
So the game is actually pretty rad in terms of like what you can do and the choices you can make and side missions and all that. The biggest complaint that I have for Outer Worlds. Are the load times, bro.
Oh, dude, okay, so that's my thing. I played Prey.
Yeah.
Just before all of this shit. And I wish I played it on PC, man, because the load times on the PS4 are, like, especially in the late game, where, like, I was running around the whole map trying to complete the last couple of quests that I had, which involved, like, maybe carrying something from here all the way over there. All my stats are fucking, like, maxed out, so I'm, like, fucking superhuman, like, fucking just trekking through it. And it would be, like, maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds at most running through an area, and then opening a door to the next area and waiting like 5 minutes loading so you then doing that again. Yeah, and it was just like I spent more time on the load screens in the late game than in the game. It was frustrating, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I can understand and feel how you would be frustrated by that. That's, like, a big thing that, like, we're not going to have to deal with probably like in the PS5. Next generation.
PS5. That's one of the biggest things that I want them to do that. I forgot the technical name for it, but it's supposed to load while your game is streaming or playing.
Yeah.
So that it cuts down on load times. It's just... like, Outer World has a setup where it tells you go into this building. So you go into this building and it loads. And then you do the mission and you have to go to another planet. But you can't just travel from where you are. You have to go back to the main world, then travel to your spaceship, then travel to the place, then get out of your spaceship. And in between all those times, I'm not even kidding. It's a good minute. Like, some were more of just sitting there. Like, fucking, literally, during this time, I was reading on the guide of what to do next, because I'm like, Jesus, man.
I mean, Charlie in the group the other day, this was coming up, and Charlie was like, I don't think it's going to be, like, revolutionary, but, like, I just don't think he's playing these games where you're experiencing, like, it'll be a game changer for games that definitely, you are experiencing definitely. This in, you know?
And I don't have a Pro, so that can have something to do with it as well. I have the OG PlayStation 4.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, we'll see. To me, you know, I know a lot of people love the Switch for how fast it is. You can just pick it up and then fucking, like, go to the car.
And keep playing.
Take it out of your back. Seamless. And, like, in 5 seconds, you're back in the game. Yeah. You know? Like, it's faster than, like, any of the other things.
The loading times in the games like that are quick as well. Like,
yeah. Well, just, like, from sleep mode back to that. And to me, that's, like, the equivalent of... like, that's a huge deal with the Switch. And to me, that's the same thing as having, like, a PlayStation and having fucking... like, instant load times, you know?
So, yeah, man.
I mean, I don't know. I'm curious, you know, how things are going to pan out, you know? But I don't know when we're going to actually get PS5 with, you know, it might be delayed.
I don't mind if they delay it as long as it comes out right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just from what I've been hearing in the other podcasts and whatnot is that Sony wants to compete with Microsoft so badly that if Microsoft releases a console...
they might release it.
They're going to go ahead and just... like
that's
they're
not,
gonna,
yeah, they're, I'm going to not wait, get dude. It launch day.
Me neither. I always wait, dude. I'm like a PlayStation fanboy, and I wait because they work out the glitches. Sometimes they change the HUD, the main screen, and the aesthetic changes everything, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's worth the wait, and sometimes it gets cheaper. Sometimes, you know.
Right.
But they're rumoring this new one to be at $500+, $550. Like, I don't know, man.
We'll see closer to the time. So, did you buy any games during this time?
The ones that were on sale, I think I bought Okami.
The HD or whatever.
The HD one, because I played it on the PS2.
Such a good game.
You know what? Don't hate me for this or whatever, but
I hate you.
Because I love Okami back when I played it in the PS2. There was something.
Now you try to replay
there was something
it,
special. I did, dude. I tried to replay it and I was like, man, this is a lot slower. Now that all of the shit that they have with technology, with motion controls and whatever, the paintbrush thing and using the joystick is kind of like, man.
Yeah, you're like, why am I not using the
touchpad? Why am I not using the touchpad, dude? Like, it would just
the
make
Wii
way
one,
more
even
sense.
The Wii version.
Or use the remote. Yeah. You just use the motions. And so I'm using it. And in battles is when I felt it the most, you know? Because I'm like,
right.
I have to hit X here.
I feel you, dude.
And so I don't know if I want to go back to it. But I'd rather keep, like, the integral memory in my mind or whatever. But
yeah.
Another one I wanted to try was Shadow of the Colossus. That was a free game a couple of months ago or something.
Do you ever play it back in the day?
I didn't.
I love
it. So it would be
I'm planning on replaying it since we got the remake, and it's a gorgeous looking game, so that'd be cool.
I saw the gameplay is quite unique as well.
It doesn't
really tell you what to do.
It kind of like breaks a lot of tropes. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's cool, worth checking out. What are any of your other thoughts about just, like, gaming during this time and stuff, you know? Do you have anything else you want
to
add?
I've always been, like, recommending people to use this time to catch up on their backlog.
Yeah, dude,
like,
it's perfect.
I, you know, the one complaint that I hear consistently is that, like, I've got too many games to play, which is rad. Like, that's an awesome fucking first world problem to have. But like, when, realistically thinking, when are you ever going to sit down and, like, because at some point, even, like, without the pandemic, you would sit down and maybe try one of your backlog, give it an hour, and go fucking move on. Because
yeah, but now's the time to plan till 6 in the morning.
That's exactly
and get
right.
Because
that's what happened with Evil Within for me. I tried it before the pandemic, before I went to get married. I wasn't feeling it for some reason.
Married,
like,
so the marriage.
No, I mean, like, I was trying the game, not the marriage. but I just wasn't feeling Evil Within for whatever reason. Maybe I sucked. I think it's because I sucked.
It's our game.
And I came back to it after having recent, like, literally, that's the game I'm playing now, and I feel it more.
Stuck
like,
with it.
Yeah,
stuck
I
with
stuck
it.
With it. That's it. And I get it now.
At a point
like,
where it just got momentum.
It clicks. I get it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to see it through because now I had no interest in it, but now I want to play the second one. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And the second one's on sale. And
I heard
right
the second
now.
One's supposed to be really good.
Absolutely.
I got it, but I didn't get into it because I was working on the DLC on the first one, which is pretty good, dude.
There you go.
But I got stuck at some point in the DLC. And then, you know, ADD kicked in and I fucking started playing something else and I just didn't go back to it. I'll do it at some point, but I want to do the DLC before I play 2.
Yeah, definitely do that.
All right, man. Anything else you want to add?
SteamWorld Dig 2. That's a pretty fun platformer, dude.
Oh, yeah?
SteamWorld, the SteamWorld series, I think, doesn't get its due diligence, man. It's very quite unique, dude.
It's pretty well, like,
it's a well
reviewed,
balanced,
though.
Yeah,
it's well
yeah.
reviewed. People yeah. hold it in fairly high regard. I think
SteamWorld
a lot of people
too,
were kind of hating on, what was it, SteamWorld Quest or what the
oh, card
Oh,
I didn't
one.
Get that one. I didn't get that
I heard
one.
It was supposed to just, that I mean, well, we've got, that. Like, Slay the Spire out there, which
yeah,
is just
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
stellar, and I think people were
That's
like, eh.
So
this is not, like, terrible, but it's just not. But the other games in the series seem pretty good, man. I played a little bit of one and it was fun, man. It's cool. Cool concept. You know, I like it for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely. But now's the time, man. Now's the time to catch up. I still need Final Fantasy VII. I still need Doom
Eternal.
And I want to get what's the other new one? Resident Evil 3. I do want to try it out, so we'll see what happens. But that will be my backlog at some point.
You'll get to it. We've still got time.
Yeah, dude, seriously. No kindergartens have opened yet, so.
Yeah, for
as
sure.
As of now.
Anyways, thanks for joining me on the podcast today. It's been a real pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
man.
Great chatting. All right. Thank you for listening to the China Gaming Federation. If you want to check out more episodes of our podcast, check them out on your favorite podcasting app or go to our website at chinagaming.org. Thanks again. Later.
Game on.